the common grace that God bestows upon every living creature. Things as simple as waking up in the morning and breathing air and sustaining the voices that even curse his name is still considered common grace. So us as followers of Christ and those who want to not only glorify God in all we do, but help our minds and our souls behold his glory a little more every day, right? So we can stay focused on him and humble and all that stuff. Start to be more awed by common grace that you see all around. I grew up listening to the heaviest of metal music I could find, and it's part of my DNA as far as music goes. And if any of you know my music now, it's quite different in the fact that I write music glorifying God, and it's acoustic, and it's a lot of it's beautiful. And most of the people only know me for my singing, my clear singing voice, but I still have the death metal side of me. And when I hear, and I still listen to it too, and when I hear these bands, most of them obviously are not God-centered in the slightest bit. Or if they are, it's the God-centered in the hateful way, but you can't understand what they're saying, so that kind of helps get through the vocal part of it. But I still listen to the talent, because as much as you guys may think it's noise, there's some amazing musicianship going on with that kind of music, and that goes with any kind of music. You see these people who the last person on their mind is Christ, yet every talent in their fiber is a direct gift from God. The world glorifies God by accident through showing their talents, through their beautiful singing voices, through their art, through their intellect. Everything that anyone has ever created that has benefited us or created joy in us or anything has been a gift from God. And so as Christians, we don't glorify God on accident. We do it on purpose, and we strive for it in everything we do, right? So, but noticing that there should be nothing can't be worshipped for us as we just see, look around and you see the birds of the air and the fish of the sea and the trees and the wind and the rain and the sun and everything. If we start just focusing on the smallest thing, then we really just are kind of in awe of Christ all day. How many of us wake up in the morning, take a big deep breath and say, thank you, Lord, for this morning. You know, use me today in every little thing. And then as you get up and your knee doesn't buckle underneath you, say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength today. I mean, it can seem overwhelming, but let's just practice it little by little so that we are in just a great practice of loving God for his mercies and grace and praising him for his glory and just submitting in humility in that all day long. Just wanted to share that with you because it's great and beautiful. Love you guys.